It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Shout out to friends out in Ann Arbor on WTKA and WLBY. We are live all over the Michigan, smoking up the backyards. It's going to be a sweltering day. They're going to bump up against 95 degrees, a lot of humidity. Get out there and get that smoker going early. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to a little slice of heaven. We're talking grilling on the radio, microbrews, and fine wines. We got some great people to talk to today lined up. I know we've got a phenomenal vintner on hold. We've got some brewers sitting here with us. We are at Gorman's, which is a chain of furniture stores in Michigan. We are at the Grand Rapids store. They have stores all over the state, and they have one in Southfield, Troy, Big Beaver and Crooks, Novi, Shelby Township, Farmington Hills, and Grand Rapids. Wow, looks like six of them.
Yeah, and we're out on the patio today. You got to get out here. They've got a huge sale going on at all of their locations, and they're blowing out this patio furniture. We've never had it so good, Bob. I'm in a reclining, rocking,
I know,
wonderfully comfortable.
Why do you always get the best chair?
Well, you know, I'm the biggest guy here.
So okay.
That's how it works.
We're sitting on a gorgeous patio right now, and it's got retainer bricks, and this patio has to be, I'm going to say, 4,000 square feet at least. And there are probably 20 to 30 patio sets out here. We're talking brands made in Michigan. Lloyd Flander, one of my favorites, made in Menominee, Michigan. A bunch of youpers, eh?
Yeah, and they can make some furniture, some comfortable furniture.
Day.
Yeah, but
and they've got Woodard, made over in, I think, Owosso or Corunna. Some other brands from around the country, Summer Classics, Brown Jordan, and Treasure Garden Umbrellas. And I know Randy always carries a Treasure Garden with him.
Yes, I do, just because you never know when
little
you're
going to need Poppins.
One. Yeah. Woo-hoo. But anyway, we do have a great lineup for you today. And right now we're going to talk to our friend Steve Grossnickel. Oh, I hear the phone ringing. Oh, okay. So I guess Steve dropped off the line. So we'll go into Bob. You this week made a stuffed burger
yes.
on your grill. We were going to talk about it a little later, but let's jump ahead on that right now. Tell us a little bit about that because it sounds like it was awesome.
They're really easy. The traditional or the first time I ever had one, it was basically a slice of American cheese between a couple thin patties. You can use any kind of cheese you want, and I'm getting a brain cramp. I can't even remember the name of the cheese, but you can use blue cheese. You can use the one I used, which is stupid. But basically, you take a nice ground chuck. I always go with just ground chuck, 80%.
Right.
Best flavor. And you pound out a couple patties, nice and thin. You don't want them too thick, but you want them kind of paper thin. And I use wax paper when I do that. And I mash them down, and then I get two patties, and I put a piece of cheese in the middle. I overlap them, and make sure when you do that, that the cheese doesn't go all the way to the edge anywhere on it, so that you can actually bond those two pieces of meat on the outside, and you kind of knead that edge together.
Right.
That way, when you're grilling it, the cheese doesn't melt and squirt because it'll just like run right out of there.
Right.
But if you do it right and only cook it to medium, if it's a good ground beef from a good butcher, you can cook it to medium and be real safe with it. But right now on the grilling line, we have a good friend, Steve Grossnickel from 45 North. Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning? How's the world treating you? And we're going to talk a little bit about your wonderful culture and the heritage of your business, 45 North. You're up in the Leelanau Peninsula, and why don't you just tell everybody we're all around Michigan in 12 different states. You're in Lansing and Battle Creek and all over. So tell these people why you chose that piece of property.
Well, although I vacationed up there, one of my best friends is head of the California Wine Judges State Fair, and he came up to visit me one time, and he said, Michigan is able to grow the old world grapes, Vita vinifera. That includes, of course, all the whites, Pinot Gris, Chardonnay, Riesling, Sauv Blanc, as well as some fabulous reds, Pinot Noir, and our best Cab Franc. Because the other reason is the terroir of Leelanau Peninsula with the lake surrounding it. The temperature is great. It's a little warmer in winter, but the colder evenings there in the summer shut off the sugar in the grapes, and it increases flavonoids, which is a very super molecule. And, of course, the minerality is exceedingly high there, with the soil being very thin and hilly. And it's very, very good for production of very crisp-tasting white wines.
And you grow primarily, I mean, 80% of the wines you're making are white.
That is correct, sir.
What is your best-selling white for the summer?
Riesling, which we make three kinds. We make a dry at less than 0.5%, and then a late harvest Riesling at about 3.5%. And I have been told by Scott Harvey Winery in Napa that the Michigan Rieslings are the best in the world. He trained in Germany and says that the Michigan Rieslings are better than the German wines. Rieslings, and that we have actually won best white wine at the Pacific Rim contest with our Riesling. So, but all the whites are great. The Chardonnays, unwooded and wooded, and the Pinot Gris are just fabulous.
Well, Steve, I've got another enophile here with me, and that's Jop. He wants to ask you a question.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Say, when you were talking those percents on those Rieslings, what does that mean? What am I looking at, or what am I going to taste when you say one is 0.5% and another one is 3%? What's the difference?
Well, that's basically the residual sugar, the sweetness of it. But one nice thing about Michigan grapes is that the pH is low, which means the acidity is high. And, of course, acidity makes a wine crisp. But also, even though it's 3.5% residual sugar, the acidity kind of just makes it crisp. It isn't just horribly sweet on your mouth. It's just got such a beautiful flavor. And I like dry wines, but that late harvest Riesling is just an incredibly great food favorable wine.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and right now we're talking with the founder of 45 North. That's one of Michigan's premier wineries. It's on the Leelanau Peninsula, and you're actually right on your property has the 45th parallel crossing over it, which I think is very, very cool. Are they able to, like, detect that 45th parallel within a certain degree of, you know, space? I mean, how finite is that line, that imaginary line?
Well, it's not imaginary. About 100 feet outside our tasting room, we took three GPSs. We wanted to make sure that it was accurate. Within 3 inches of each other, they lined up the 45th parallel. So we are absolutely within 3 inches of accuracy. And we put up a large sign there because we wanted wine on the line and wine with the latitude.
Okay, and your website is 45north.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and
does all the website work with his Master of Fine Arts, and I love his website. He does. And when I wrote that blog about how I thought Michigan was great, we had a person call or write in just saying that I was crazy, and he was very, very negative about that. He was so much in favor of France, but I was just trying to
Steve,
be honest.
Hey, Steve, we're up against a hard break,
yes, sir. So
network's going to cut us off, but thanks so much for joining us this morning. We can't wait to see you later on this fall. Thanks so much. That
well,
was Steve Grossnickel.
Well, that would be great, and thank you for calling.
Okay, we'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.